Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now.
That's right, Sean Salisbury. We got the best offense in football, baby!
Sean, how excited are you, man?
That's
you already
right.
pumped about the Browns.
You guys, I told you, but you guys, oh, I love it. This is, I don't even know how I can add to this. This is, they pulled out the scoreboard thing, and okay, it's pretty good. You get Kareem Hunt, and then you make a defensive deal, and then you get another defense, and you're like, and then when we were talking, guys, what, 2 weeks ago, I know we were discussing too, well, is Beckham in play? And then the talk, well, no, the 49ers are in more play. And then you heard all the whispers and say, how stupid can the Giants be? Well, what are you doing? And then all of a sudden this happens. I'm telling you, I couldn't be more excited and thrilled for Cleveland fans. I don't know why, if you look on paper just now and if with everybody healthy, why we shouldn't just be talking about them as a division champion. Which I
no doubt.
Tweeted, we need to talk about them. This is a major January threat and a chance to play in February. Because I look around the league, I say, okay, we got the Chargers. It's got a really good roster. We got the Chiefs with the quarterback, and they're pretty explosive. We know that, but they got some defensive work. Brady's Brady and Belichick, and they'll do what they do. Pittsburgh's down. Baltimore is going to be playing with, in essence, as a quarterback who's still learning how to play the position, to throw it. Jets got better, but they're no Super Bowl threat yet. I mean, they're working kind of like Cleveland has the last couple of years to get with a quarterback and a running back. And I say, well, goodness gracious, why aren't they? I haven't even looked at the odds yet, guys. I don't even know if they're out in Vegas, but
they are. Sean, they went from 20 before the trade. Sorry to cut you off. They went from before the trade 25-1 to win the Super Bowl to 14-1.
We talked, guys. I told you a month and a half ago or so that I felt you guys are saying it there too. It's Captain Obvious statement that this is the team to beat in the North and will be. This is the chase. This is the team that's going to be chased now. This is the new Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm not saying they're the Steelers, but this is the team where every year we go and say, "Oh, Pittsburgh's going to win that division." This is how I feel about Cleveland now. To me, it's almost like, okay, you got you other three teams. Good luck on the chase. Cleveland is the heavy favorite. When I go over this and look at the schedules we do and wait till July or August to pick, I don't know how you can't fall in love with what John Dorsey and this franchise has done. Now it's incumbent upon, you know, the coaching staff to get them ready, but I don't know how you're going to defend them. I don't. And the quarterback's only going to get better by himself, yet now he's got more weapons that are explosive. I don't know how you're going to defend him. And one thing I know they're going to have is swagger, and they will be well prepared. Congratulations to Browns fans. Congratulations to you guys. Right now, if you're telling me, Sean, just for fun, pick your final four. Hell, why not New England and Cleveland in the AFC and then, you know, New Orleans and the Rams or the Bears in the NFC? You can have it. But I don't see too many teams better than the Cleveland Browns in the AFC as long as they stay healthy and they're as good as we believe they're going to be.
Sean, I was thinking about, I mentioned this earlier, like you think about the turnaround. The Browns were 0-16. 15 months ago, they had very little talent. And the talent turnaround on this roster in such a short period of time, the only thing I could think of in comparison was those Cowboys teams with Aikman and Emmett and Michael Irvin. They put that team together really quick. They were really bad, and then all of a sudden they were really good. You don't see teams add this much talent in this short period of time.
No, you don't. And to do it the right way and to not have to, and in the process of doing it, to destroy your team for 10 years. So you know what I mean?
They've done it exactly.
In a way that they haven't destroyed their franchise. Sometimes you'll mortgage, you know, you'll go out and get, you know, Albert Haynesworth to be the Redskins in a free agent deal, and it'll crush your football team, and you have trouble recovering. And those things happen, too. I'm with you, man. I'm actually not just fascinated, but I'm kind of in awe of what they've done. And how he's built it so quickly, not only quickly, but efficiently. And you start to think about it now and you say, okay, and guys, I believe this. I believe the best franchises, there's a trust level, whether it's the San Antonio Spurs with the front office to the coach to the quarterback, whether it's the Patriots, you know, as you go around the great franchises. And I start to think here, and I know John Dorsey hasn't been there long, but the ownership now trusts a guy that is a football man and understands it and it has track record. skins on the wall and in the game. So what's he do? He comes in, and instead of saying, well, we're on a long-term plan, I'll see you in 3 years, he said, oh, no, we're taking care of this now. And he went out and got players. He went out and got himself. He drafted the quarterback when some people thought, should we? Had the guts to do that. Then he goes out and, you know, he adds some off-season stuff with trades and getting people in free agents there. And then he has the guts to go get Kareem Hunt and now pull off the Odell Beckham thing. And defensively, I mean, what's not to like? Yep. And then their last year's draft, Miles. I mean, you start rolling down there, and then he gets the coach that he trusts. So you start thinking about it. Front office, Dorsey, to the head coach that people there love. Now you got the quarterback in place, and you've built an unbelievable roster around him. This is, to me, and maybe even more talented than those Browns teams with Bernie and that group, but if the Browns fans aren't more excited than they've been since that group, then I'm missing something. And I have a hunch they are, and you deserve it. And you deserve it because you got a guy that went out and did it. You didn't sit there and wait for it to happen. You went and made it happen. I absolutely love this football team. You guys know how I felt about them all year and from last summer to now. And all they've done, it's one thing to have a great quarterback. And it's another thing to say, well, we're not just going to say we have a great quarterback and go the Packers around all these offseasons. We're just going to let Aaron carry us and they can't. Oh, well. They said, we got the great quarterback. We're going to add to it. And every piece to the puzzle seems to fit. There's no square peg in a round hole with this franchise right now. They've done it all right. Now you pray for health. And I bet you those guys are so excited. They want to go out and play in June, man. This team's going to be so fired up to hit the field, and they're going to walk with swagger, which is going to be very, very dangerous. And the other teams are going to have to come in and ready to play. There will be the Cleveland Browns now will be that team that walks in with their chest out and their shoulders back. And this isn't your dad's or your grandpa's Cleveland Browns. This is the new Cleveland Browns, which will, I think, dominate the division for a long time.
Sean, I can't believe the Giants traded Odell for less than 2 first-round picks.
I can't either. I said yesterday, the Giants, they're clueless. And I know it's a tough job, but I started to think, okay, you let Landon Collins go, who is, quite frankly, probably your best defensive player. And I'm just waiting for him to wake up tomorrow, and they've traded Saquon Barkley, okay? I'm just waiting for that to come down. Hey, why don't we just trade Saquon Barkley for a second-round pick? I don't know what they're doing, but it's one team's loss is another team's gain. You think about that. You know, I mean, so you're telling me, I'm just on the surface, you're telling me, and I know Amari Cooper's a good player, but you're telling me basically in essence that Cooper and Beckham are the same guy when it comes to product. The first round, would they give a first round for Cooper and then this first and what, third, right?
Yeah.
First and a third for Beckham. So to me, man, this is a guy who's going to catch 100 balls. He's going to light up the town, excite the town. He's going to be fiery. And we got a lot of that on this team. I say I'm in the freaking locker room. I'm so pumped up for you guys. But I can't either, Dustin. I can't fathom that guy. Honestly, when it started, I thought that's a long shot for anybody. For the Giants, you can't get rid of your best player. Yeah, they actually can. I don't believe the headache is that big. I don't believe the headache's too big. And he's an enthusiastic guy, a little bit immature. But, you know, hey, man, when you're immature, when you want the ball. And I want a guy like that. I think Odell Beckham's going to thrive. And we may have one of the – we talk about combinations with not only Jarvis and Baker, but now you add Odell Beckham too. Who are you going to defend and Kareem Hunt out of the backfield? This is the problem people had with the Chiefs at the beginning of last year and throughout the season and all the teams who load up. You can't double them all.
Sean, how are you going to play man coverage against the Browns?
Can't.
You're not. Yeah. If you do, you're going to find a quarterback who's going to wear you out. And a head coach and play caller that will find a way – to manipulate and with formations and doing all that to get you in a position to find the single guy. But, okay, so you want to double Odell, then you're going to let Jarvis catch 130 balls or Njoku. I mean, good luck, man. I just don't know how you're going to do it. If they're healthy, their offense at the end of the year is going to be standing in the same with the Rams, the Saints, and the Chiefs. It's that type of offense.
Yeah, it's remarkable. I'm still a little stunned because we've suffered through so many bad teams, and these fans here – have suffered for 20 years, Sean. No playoffs, no nothing. The team's been so bad, there's been no real hope. Even when they went to the, you know, even that Derek Anderson year, it was a mirage. Yeah. They went to the playoffs once, you know, when the team first came back, and that just was not sustainable. But this, it not only are they good, but it feels like they've spent the money wisely. Most of these contracts they can get out of in a year or two if they need to eventually spend on their cheap guys. They still have almost $50 million in cap space. They still got a lot of picks outside of their first. Dorsey's, I mean, he's a genius. What can I say? Yeah, guy's been great.
I'm so thrilled for you guys. And You know, I know this is going to sound kind of cheesy and corny, guys, but I can remember when, as a lifelong, and I know Indians fans don't want to hear this, but I don't sit on any fence. I've been a lifelong Red Sox fan my whole life, my mother and my father. And I can remember, guys, I went to the playoffs, and when they won that first World Series, back, what was their first? They've won three now.
2003.
2004. Three. Yeah, okay, this season. I can remember a friend of mine that I worked with at ESPN saying her dad sat down after that World Series and was in tears. And I heard that from a couple Cubs fans when they won this recent World Series a couple of years ago, whatever, three or four years ago.
You were right. It was four, not three. My bad.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay, yeah. And so, and now I think about this, and Browns fans, you know, whether it's one of your guys' dad or somebody who's grown up in it. And I know they haven't won a championship yet, but there has got to be like that, almost like where you're like eyes water thinking, I cannot believe I'm going to finally see this team not just compete a little, but when they're talked about nationally that everybody, I told you they were the most intriguing team in the league, and that was before Kareem Hunt and before Odell Beckham. Now they're about as intriguing as you'll find anywhere in any sport. So, guys, I'm sure there are people out there, honestly, they're breaking down in tears, whether you're 15, you're 50, or whether you're 45. So congrats to Cleveland. It's going to be a blast being on with you guys talking about wins every week instead of losses.
That's
I love it.
It's going to be awesome. Sean, we appreciate it as always, man. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, man, you guys want to check? You need a trainer for your oxygen? I know you guys are going to be losing your fired up today. I love it.
Sean, we've both been sick. For like
we got like
and
colds and coughs, and
no,
we're just fighting through it. We're so excited.
You can hear in our voices.
This is the greatest drug ever. Unreal. Roster.
It really is.
Congrats, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.